talking to Misha on the phone when it happened. She heard it. And she said it was a bad accident, but Misha said, we're okay. And he said, we're going to call 911, I guess because the car's not going anywhere, or that person in the other car was hurt. I don't know. But,
oh, wow.
And so she was leaving, saying, I'm heading that direction, and I'm going to call Misha and find out what's going on.
Back. It's hurting.
Are you gonna? Do you know? Are you? Gonna, did you?
Yeah, I left the message, so they'll call me.
I would call them again.
You have to change careers.
You heard it 5 minutes after.
Pete, sometimes Marty doesn't look at the
call,
so call. You'd be better off if you called. Oh, I must have.
I just did this. All I did was.
Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I think it's verse 14. It says, the love of Christ constraineth us. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
The love of Christ constraineth us. For we thus judge, or thus see, or thus discern, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. You got that? One died for all, and we're all dead. This is why the understanding of the Trinity is so important, because it was only at the cross that all men died. And if you don't understand that, we'll go through that another time. It doesn't matter whether it was Cain or Abel or the last man standing at some day, hopefully this afternoon, when everybody dies. They all die at the cross. This is the reason that it's so vital that this the Trinity be understood. The oneness doctrine of like the United Pentecostals and others, it just denies this mystery. Because they only baptize in the name of Jesus instead of in the name of the Father, the Son, and Jesus. Well, the reason they do is, and that's in the Scriptures, the Jews had already been baptized in the name of the Father and the Spirit. So the new Jews that were baptized in the name of the Son now. But the Gentiles were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And this is today, actually. Is the day, last night was the beginning of Passover, today, last night the Passover supper, today was when he was crucified. 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I was driving around last night and saw the moon just...
Oh, I saw it this morning.
It's such a wild thing, because it's like signaling something, this is the start of Passover, it's like, whoa, it's a big signal.
But you have to understand, if all men died on the cross, then by definition, there can be no more bond or free, Greek or Jew, male or female, young or old. There can be no more, there's no more Jewish nation, there's no more American nation, there's no more anything. But what we have done is we've taken the mystery of Christ and made it a linear phenomenon. And so all these little thingies have to happen. And we've got a week somewhere floating up in space or somewhere out there, and that the Daniel's 70th week is sort of floating around waiting for something to happen. And we've got thousands and thousands of people killed because of American foreign policy based on that we have to give Israel its land back. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Have you ever noticed why Jews, the Jews that we see and the normal Jews we see are all pale face, where the Jews in the Middle East were Arabs? Has that ever bothered anybody? Have you ever thought about that? The last person that could prove them they were a Jew died about 1000 AD. Hey. All men died on the cross. And you can't conceive that. You cannot believe it. We just don't understand it. It says Jesus Christ was the last Adam. He was the last member of the human race. Who are you? Means you're separated from God eternally.
The false identity is.
What we've done, the false identity is we, the Antichrist has been posing. All a human race are a bunch of golem. That's right.
So that's death. There's no purpose in living anymore.
Well, death is death. Except we don't see it because of God's grace. God's grace has allowed time to continue. Now, everybody thinks I'm crazy when they talk about this. Even the ones that think they believe it think I'm crazy, because what you do is you 5 minutes later you start acting, you know, I've got to do this and I've got to do this and I've got to do this. Passover is the end of man. Let's look at something. Let's go to Romans chapter 3. And it talks about in verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and swearing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way, and by the way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. That's the only purpose of the law. The only purpose of a how-to, the only purpose of a what-if, is to stop your mouth. Not just this mouth, but all of the mouths of the 70 board of elders in your mind. What? Mr. Gary? You just did something.
Well, I just while you're talking, I'm seeing this phenomena of I'm dead, you're dead. If I don't see you that way, or if I don't perceive from that position, then I'm using, then I'm filtering life through the Antichrist and judging what ought to happen and what you ought to be like and what I ought to be like.
And then all that went on in that one split second? I'm just kidding.
There's no time over here. But it's a completely different way of seeing it.
I know. That's why Paul said, I am determined to know nothing among you, nothing about you. I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why would it say that? Aren't you, must have been concerned with something else. But back to Romans 3. Go down to verse 22 for a minute. Or 21, excuse me. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. In other words, what does it mean? The righteousness of the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. What does that mean? It means that Jesus Christ is the only one that fulfilled the law and the prophets, and He's the only one that can, He's the only one that ever will. Everybody else, you can't, there's nothing. Even if you grant the appearance of life to the human race, you're just goofy. You're just another Antichrist walking around in the temple of the living God, showing yourself that you're God because you make all these little nice decisions about this is what I like and this is what I don't like and this is what I should do and this is what I shouldn't do. And the no dependence on God. Remember Christ said, except you be converted and become as that little child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. You can't learn your way into the kingdom. And so listen carefully to the words. And if you've got another translation, check it out against this among the many others. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe, for there is no difference. It's the faith of Christ that is all that matters. There's nothing else. It's His faith. Not you, not what you do or what you accept or what you think or what your opinion about something is. It's the faith of. And His faith can't compete with yours because of His humility. So what He constantly does is he's there at all times in every man and then waiting for you to come to the end. Waiting for you to come totally to the end of yourself. Now, this is the meaning of Passover. Now, watch. And this is the way of all men. Well, we're going in Romans. I didn't know we're going to do this, but let's go down to Romans 4, verse. And I want you to read all this on your own, so you make sure you don't think I'm making stuff up here. Look, chapter 4, verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. So the reward, which is Jesus Christ in you, and we are to live by the faith of Christ, but you're still trying to work it. Work what? You're trying to either make friends, you're trying to be nice, you're trying to get something, you're trying to make sure nobody is upset at you, you're trying not to be, you're working it. You're trying to be instead of being. And so you spend your entire life working it, working it, working it, working it. And there's never peace. That's why you end up always, always, always this free-floating anxiety and the other shoe's going to drop and all the other stuff because you're still working it. To him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. It means you're always in debt. You're always in debt to the way you think you're supposed to be. But to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, the faith is counted for righteousness. It's freedom. It's boom. You just are. Now let's see this again in another sense. Let's see what happens to those that, oh, it just takes so much time, and I've got to do this, and I've got to have a process. Let's go to Galatians 2.
Where?
Galatians 2. Verse 16.
I was just thinking that we were talking about the faith of Christ, the manifestation of what that looks like through the Spirit. Whereas the faith of me is what I have.
The works in the flesh.
Right and good. And program myself for responses.
Right.
But his faith is like, who knows what it's going to
be. That's why the test is so vital. Because the test will reveal to you your own hypocrisy.
Something just got through my mind. The stuff we read in the Melito of Sardi speech about the model and the real and doing away with the model is valuable, but it's no longer valuable. That and the law, which was 430 years later, can't disannul the promise, which was first, or whatever that is. It just dawned on me what you've been saying all this time about Jesus isn't going to give you life, he is life. It's like Jesus didn't fulfill the law. The law is words about trying, it's God's way of trying to show us Jesus. Amen. It's like the pattern of what Moses saw on the mount. The little tabernacle that got built wasn't the tabernacle. It was a little thing for us to see to hopefully come to the end of ourselves. So the law that we read and we think is so important and is the ultimate, it's just a description of Christ.
All right. Verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Again, faith of. Now, the problem with modern translations, much less the paraphrases, is they always replace that word, the faith of, with faith in. And it's two different things. And the next part of this sentence shows you what it means. But by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. But what happens? People are going to go to Easter Sunday service. Whole millions of people are celebrating today as Good Friday. The banks are closed, for God's sakes. Literally, for God's sakes. But what happens? On Monday, they'll go back to work. Because you have to work it. You have to work it. Now, the problem is that Christians go back to work too because they still think the night is coming someday in the future when no man can work. They don't understand the night came 2,000 years ago when no man can work. You've heard me say over and over, every idea, every invention, every improvement in man has been an attempt to flee the revelation of Christ since the day of the cross. Now whether or not that can't be. Like, I had a long discussion with my doctor yesterday about, you know, and he was telling me how modern medicine has improved everybody so much. And I just let him talk. I didn't want to. But
that is funny. Everybody's all improved so that they can continue in their own way.
So they can continue.
Verse 17, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. And now listen, this is important. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. So you come into the mystery of God and you know faith. And what's the first thing you do? You see the end of all. Next thing you do is you got, well, now I'm going to build it back up again. So this time I'm going to do it good and I'm going to be good at it. Or, my favorite, it's too bad Wade didn't hear, that now I know why I did all this stuff and now I can use my talents for Jesus. No. No. Listen carefully. For I, through the law, am dead to the law that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. That means I'm dead. My hands are nailed. My feet are nailed to that cross. Now, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Again, the translations, the paraphrases, I say faith in the Son of God. It's like they say, the Lord's Prayer is, thy kingdom come on earth, where it says in earth. And again, all of these sort of seemingly unimportant two-letter words, without seeing what they are, you then can justify time. And Christ didn't finish everything, and I've got all this left to do, but I won't think about what it really I have to do. I'll just think about what I think I have to do.
Well, the difference is it's my faith in him versus his faith.
Amen. Now go back to Romans 5. That's his subtlety. That's why the beast, you remember, he comes up in Revelation 13, he's a beast and he's got all his stuff and he's all the world's running after the beast. And then he comes again and he saw another beast, but it's the same guy and it's now a little lamb. He's still speaking with the voice of the dragon, but now he's a Christian lamb.
Where are we? Romans 5.
Romans 5. Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That word for is hooper, it means instead of. He didn't die for you, he died instead of you. But if this sloppy agape that's being taught, oh, Christ loves you so much, if you were the only person left in America, Christ would have still have died for you. Because God bless America. No. Christ died for the Father. But he died instead of us. Now listen. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we, when we were enemies, and this means, remember that's that word that means mortal enemies, where one of you had to die? If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not your improved life, not your life now covered somehow by some way by Jesus, but you shall be saved by his life. You're reconciled by his death, you're saved by his life. There's no, you're not in there. That's why you've suffered everything you've done. That's why you've gone through all the heartache of aloneness and everything. And no matter what you did, it didn't work. It's not supposed to work. It can't work. And the fact that it doesn't work is a mystery of the grace. No matter what you do, no matter how many how-to things you go to, no matter how you try to be so nice to everybody and everybody still doesn't like you, you're not. It's not supposed to work. Because you can only hear this once you have failed.
I'm hearing this circling back to the very purpose of God in the beginning. It's in His heart to go through this so that there can be fellowship and a family.
Amen.
And that makes the value.
If I shouted today, it's because I'm really hurting, so forgive me. Did I shout? I know I shouted because I'm losing my voice.
Huh? You didn't get me.
Not yet.
Good point.
You were a little loud.
But the point of it is, can't you see? It says the whole world has been deceived. You've been deceived by self. Self-realization, self-becoming something, self as a victim. Oh, poor me. Fuck you. Just die. You see yourself as dead and live a new life where you're really free. Stop all this trying, this endless pity party you have with your own self. That's 99% of the world's religion that goes on in them is a pity party. It's no matter how successful they are, no matter who you are, it's like a victim. It's a victim's... You got to be a victim of somebody. What are you smiling at?
That's the thing I was talking about.
Oh, poor you. Oh, it's just so nice to be a victim. It makes me so important. Well, let's go have a cause. We'll fix all the victims.
Freudian has a
beautiful.
Well, let me, besides that one, I mean, we should, you should wait and burn that one maybe next year. I'm just kidding. All right. For anybody who's interested, I'm gonna be on a radio talk show about our brother Hen. And boy, it probably, if I am like I am right now, it's gonna be.
What station will you be on, Mr. Hansen?
105.3.
Is that the Soul station?
No, it's
the talk. It's number one station, supposedly. That's what it says.
It's popular. There's all kinds. I don't listen to radio anymore. There's all kinds of names on there that I recognize. I don't know. What time?
9.
9 o'clock.
Better get moving.
What do you think I ate early for?
Maybe you better just quit right now.
Yeah, especially since you went way over.
I did not go way over. I got a minute and a half left.
Yesterday.
Huh?
Yesterday.
How do you know? You
she
weren't here.
She gets reports.
She wasn't here yesterday.
She gets reports. You can tell her these things. Remember the skip?
Was she here yesterday?
She was here working the dials.
I don't remember. Was she here yesterday?
She was here. She's just short. No, there was no relish.
I need a rat to the dance.
Take it, big guy.
Running into ride.